Hey, what's up, everybody? Ryan Rock here, and welcome to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. Do you want to grow and scale your business without calling everyone you know, posting on social media 3 to 5 times a day, spending hours inside Facebook groups, doing presentations every night, trying to inspire team members who aren't doing anything, and all that other old, outdated methods that most people just kind of hate? Do you start fresh every Monday, fail, and then vow to start again with the same old strategy next week? There is a better way, and this podcast will help you have the success you've dreamed of and deserve. My name is Ryan Rock, and you're listening to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. Right. Well, I'm excited to get this podcast going here for you. I want to really just kind of start this off by talking about my journey. So I got into network marketing in July of 2011, and it's just been such a journey. So I want to get everything started by kind of taking you through a little bit of what's transpired over the last 8.5 years, the struggles, the obstacles, the bottlenecks, and then how I was able to work through all that, and how I want to try to basically brain dump everything that I've learned and everything that has worked for me, as well as what hasn't worked, so that I can try to save you some time. I want to take that out of my brain and basically just dump it into yours so that I can save you all the time, energy, stress, and everything else that goes along with building this business, and the frustrations that come along with it, and the successes that come along with it. So let's go ahead and get started here. Before we get to the network marketing side of this journey, I want to take a step back even further. So when I graduated college, I was fortunate enough to get a degree, to get a job in IT. So I was a computer guy, right? So I was working for a large insurance company. I really enjoyed the job. I mean, it was a good job. It was fun. I was working on some great projects, but what I quickly saw and quickly learned over the first couple of years was, you know, my boss alone had been at the company 18 years before he had ever been promoted just to management, right? So what I was seeing and what I was feeling was, you know, in order for me to be able to really grow, let's see here. I had some really big dreams and goals, right? And I was struggling to see how I was going to be able to reach those dreams. How I was going to be able to achieve those goals in the corporate world? Because, you know, great job, but, and I was getting raises every year, but every year was like, you know, a $1,500 raise or a $2,000 raise. Well, by the time you pay taxes and everything else, that means you're making like an extra $100 and some a month. How do you grow, you know, how do you achieve goals where you need to like double and triple your income if you're only making an extra $1,500 a month, $1,500 a year, if that's all the faster that your income is growing year after year after year? And then I got this, the HR department one time sent out these statements that were your retirement statement, and it said something along the lines of, you've got 37 more years until retirement and blah blah blah, or it may have even been more than that. I just know it seemed like it was forever, and I just thought, oh my gosh, I don't know that I can do this forever. Like I like my job, I mean this is fun, but 37 more years, and how am I ever going to reach those goals? So ultimately I really kind of opened my mind up to what else could I do? What do I need to go to a different job? Do I need to jump from company to company to try to move up? You know, and then you just see all the stress and the all the issues that come along with corporate America, right? And all the extra hours and just all that. And I was losing interest in the corporate side of things. Ultimately, I got into real estate while still working the full-time job. Got into real estate, started building up a fairly large portfolio along with my business partner, and things were going really well until the economy really just kind of shifted, and it started in 2008, really started to impact us in 2010, 11, 12. Ultimately, basically, while that shift was happening, while the income and the real estate issues were starting to, we were starting to have issues there, that's when I was shown something. That's when I was shown network marketing. We'll just go right at it. That's when I was shown a product, a network marketing product that I just kept thinking, wow, this is really interesting. This is really good. And my plan was, well, first thing I thought of with it was my dad has had two heart attacks. My mom has had two bouts with cancer. And we just lost my father-in-law to cancer about 2 years prior to that. So I'm thinking, my family and I all need this. But outside of that, I had no desire to build a business the traditional way. I'm thinking I could sell this on the internet. I could do all these other things. Fortunately for me, most of the people I talked to about the product, because I had a lot of faith and belief that this product was really good and that would help people, and most of the people that I talked to actually wanted it. Not only did they want it, but a lot of them even signed up on the business side to share it with other people. So almost by accident, I started growing, well, it really was by accident. I started growing my network marketing business the traditional way, the old way, even though I had no desire to do that. I'd even told my upline, I'm like, I am not going to do these meetings. I'm not going to do all this. I'm not going to do all this. I'm not going to do all this. And I told them that for months. And the next thing I know, that's what I'm doing because it was working. So I started building this business and I'm hitting some great, you know, leadership ranks within the first 4 to 6 months, but my real estate businesses, and I say businesses because we ended up starting up three different businesses, were not doing good at all. And one day I was getting so burned out on the corporate side and the real estate businesses aren't doing well, but the network marketing stuff is going great, right? So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I need more time though. I mean, I've had a full-time job, which included being on call, and I've got a family of, you know, I've got three kids, wife and three kids. We're super busy with sports and all this other stuff. And I'm just going, how do I get my real estate business back on track? How do I continue to grow my network marketing business? And I'm stuck here sitting at this job. So it was so difficult to be at that job when there's all this other stuff going on, right? So I did something really probably stupid. And I say that it was probably stupid because although I'd created a bunch of additional income, you know, from the real estate and from the network marketing side, our lifestyle grew with the additional income. So everything else that I had created and all the additional income that I had created was not just going and sitting in the bank and, you know, and to replace my job income. We expanded the lifestyle and basically we're still using everything I was making. So I did something really stupid and I decided I'm just going to quit my job. I'm going to walk away and I'm going to focus on my real estate businesses and my network marketing business and everything's going to be great, right? Everything will be great. I thought that would work. I really did. I had a plan and I just kept saying to my wife, who did not want me to do it at all, and I just kept saying, it's going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work. I promise it's going to work. Just, you know, just bear with me here. And I kept making all these promises, but instead the real estate kept going down. Now I don't have a job, right? So now I no longer have a job. Real estate businesses are continuing to struggle. Unknown to me at the time, my business partner, who kind of took over some of the management of it because you could tell that I was stressed out, not doing well, like health-wise. I mean, I couldn't sleep at night, so then I'd turn to alcohol so I could get some sleep and you know, basically drink myself to sleep. And things were just not good, right? Not good at all. And now I gave up a decent amount of income. So now real estate's not going good. Lost, you know, I walked away from the job, don't have that steady income anymore. And hey, at least my network marketing team's growing. Things are going good there, but it's just like, oh, all that stress of everything. And what happened next is just, it just wasn't what I had planned, right? And that is that it was hard to build my network marketing team because I was so stressed out about the real estate. My business partner actually walked away. He just basically said, I'm done. And he didn't even tell me was the problem. He didn't even tell me that he was walking away until I got the call from the banks, from a couple banks saying, hey, you guys haven't paid these mortgages yet. And I'm like, we haven't? Why? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So that was a major problem. He walked away. I'm trying to, this is everything. It felt like I had just let my family down, right? I mean, it was such a punch in the gut. It just, wow, tough time that we went through. And I knew that I needed to get, well, the positive thing that was happening was my network marketing business, I just kept getting paid, right? I kept getting paid and month after month, I'm getting paid, even though I had kind of stepped away and stopped focusing on that business. Unfortunately, with me not being actively involved in building and I mean, I would tell my team, hey, you need anything, give me a call. I'm here for you. But I wasn't actively out doing all the meetings and stuff. And so we stopped growing. We stopped growing because I wasn't there to do the work, unfortunately. Fortunately, the positive is I kept getting paid month after month. And that's just the power of network marketing, and that I just went, wow, this is awesome. Sucks that we're not growing anymore since I'm not doing the work, but at least I'm still getting paid and I'm making money and I'm not doing anything. So that's great. But the next problem that I ran into was I needed to grow and I needed to scale my business. I so badly wanted to take my business to the next level, but who am I going to talk to now, right? I'd already talked to basically everybody I knew, or at least the people that I wanted to talk to. I started posting on social media 3 to 5 times a day, and I hated that. That's just not me. I started going into groups and trying to like provide value and ultimately kind of, you know, recruit people, even though you're not supposed to do that, you know, that whole thing. It took up so much time, and I didn't really like that. Reconnect with your old friends just to get them to basically buy your stuff. That was awkward. I didn't want to do that. Talk to everybody within 3 feet. Nope. Pass that. That's not my personality. That's not me at all. Right. Give out free samples. They're not really free. That's in my mind, that's not the best strategy. Message everybody on social media. Yeah. You know, that's not what I'm going to do either. So what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to grow this business? And ultimately, you know, I just got so frustrated because I'm just like, can somebody please just tell me what to do now? My upline are some of the most amazing people that I've ever met. And fortunately for them, they never ran into this issue. They were able to work their warm market and then work other people's warm markets and create an amazing, amazing income. But they're also not the most duplicatable. And I kept thinking, okay, well, I had some success there, but now what? Now what do I do? And, you know, I spent 4 years basically buying every course I could afford and every course I could find. I tried all these different online marketing strategies, attraction marketing tactics, and honestly, most of them just didn't really work. You know, I mean, I can see how they would work for the person who was teaching it because they were just something special, right? I mean, they knew how to write these emails that would just suck you in and just go, oh yeah, I gotta have that. Well, I'm not that great of a copywriter. I didn't even know what copywriting was back then. So I'm like, how is this going to work for me? And, you know, I tried to do what they did, but it just didn't work. I didn't have a big social media following. I didn't even really like social media. I still don't to a degree. So how am I going to get leads? How am I going to get people to talk to? How am I going to grow and scale my business? How am I going to, there's so many things that I need to do. And I just, and I was spending tons of money. I mean, I spent a ton of money. I probably shouldn't put it on record. Ton of money and years, 4+ years trying to figure out how to build and grow and scale my business. And again, most of these things just were not working. They just weren't working. And it was so frustrating. But there were so many things that I learned. And what I really realized was that it wasn't one magical system that I needed. It was a lot of little systems. It was a lot of little pieces let me tell you this little story. When I was in the corporate world, you know, I'm in IT, and so I'm in the computer world, just in case, you know, IT is not familiar. So I'm in the computer world, and I'm responsible for putting in these major, major computer systems, like big time systems, and running those projects. And one of the philosophies that we had was because I would be usually the one to research it and do all this stuff and then help install it, but then I wasn't the one to run it on a daily basis. Or so what we needed to do, and then we had multiple locations, okay, across, that would be 5, 6, 8 hours apart. So what we needed to do was we'd have to document how those systems worked and how they ran and simplify everything so that anybody could run it, not just me. And I, of course, I didn't want just me to be the only one who knew how to run the computer system, because that meant anytime there's a problem, I'm the one who gets called, right? So what we had to do, and our philosophy was, is we got to make it so simple that anybody can do it. That you can take a little piece of sheet, you know, a little piece of paper, a little guide, a little how to run this major computer system, and anybody could look at it and know what to do. So, you know, and to take that step even further, we even said it's got to be documented and so simple that a 10-year-old can do it. It's got to be so simple that you can take this document, hand it to any random person walking down the street, and they will know what to do. Well, I took that concept and I started implementing that into my team. So simple a 10-year-old can do it. So simple that anybody can look at it and know what to do. And once we got that simple into, and again, this is in multiple different areas. This is in how to get started and how to recruit and how what to do with your customers and just all these different areas. We put all these little systems into place, and that's when everything started to change. So that's what we're... Again, what I want to do here with this podcast is I want to take all that stuff, all this learning that I've done, all these things that I've tried, what hasn't worked, what has worked, and I want to help save you all the time and energy that it took me to get this up and running in a way that basically it's not dependent on me, right? I want you to be able to build a business that's not dependent on you so that you don't get burned out. I actually, just before recording this, got another message from somebody through Facebook that says, "Hey, I'm looking for some help. I'm a leader in my company and I'm completely burned out. I need help growing and scaling my business. Can you help me?" I don't have my phone right in front of me, but that's not the exact words she used, but it was very close to that. It happens all the time. It happens to so many people. Either they don't ever get started because everything's too complicated, or they get started, have some success, and then they get stuck, you know, and that's because they don't have the right systems and everything in place. So this podcast is going to be about helping you to put those proper systems in place so that you can grow and scale your business, so you can light your business on fire. Let's grow this, you know, help you grow your business, set it on fire, let that thing burn, throw some logs on it every now and then, fuel that fire up, go, you know, burn it, burn, burn. that's basically my philosophy, my mentality. You know, you go and help people have success, that just lights up another fire. You go help somebody else have success, it lights up another fire. But you got to keep everything so super simple so that people will actually do it, so they're not confused, so they will do it and they'll have success. So that's what we're going to be discussing here. over the next couple episodes, I'm going to get into more details on those different systems and how to do all this, but I want to make sure you know a couple things here. So I really have a couple things that I also want you to know. One, this podcast is all about helping you grow your business, okay? This is not about join my team. You're not going to hear me talk about my company directly. You're not going to hear me talk about, I'm not going to tell you the name of my company. I'm not going to say, hey, join me. That's not what this is about. This is about helping you grow your business. This is about helping you grow your team, because there's so many people out there that need help just like I did. And this will be more about, here, go do this. This is what works, right? This is what my team and I are doing, and this is what works. Because that's what I wanted somebody to do for me. I wanted them to just say, hey, Ryan, go do this. And it wasn't what worked for that one person who was the most amazing copywriter in the world, or for the other person who's the most, you know, who has all this influence, or for the person who's the doctor and has all the, you know, it's got to work for the average person. And that's what I was able to figure out and what I want to share with you. How do you help the average person to have success? So again, that's what this podcast is going to be about. I want to basically brain dump all this stuff that's worked that helps the average person have success. I want to take it, throw it out here so you can download it into your brain so you can implement it with your teams. So with that, I'm also going to give you a couple different resources and things that you'll be able to take from the episode to help you grow your business. So first off, two different things here that I want to make sure you're aware of. One, I have a free free Facebook group that you're welcome to join, and where I will, you know, do videos and show people different things and kind of give them glimpses into my business. So that way, without again you seeing my business, but that way you can see the different things of, instead of just hearing about it, if you want to see different systems and you want to see, and I'll give you trainings and stuff inside there. So anyway, I you know, every day I'm inside that group helping people inside there, answering questions and so on. So if you go to ryanrock.com, and my last name is spelled R-A-A-K. So ryanrock.com/NMOF group. Okay. NMOFs. That's short for Network Marketers on Fire group. Okay, so ryanrock.com/NMOF group, and that will take you to be able to join the Facebook group. Also, I have a, let's see here, it's like 6 or 7 or 8 even, it's a mini course that it's for sale on my website, but for people listening to the podcast, I want to give it to you basically for free. I am going to ask you to cover just a little digital processing fee of $4.97, you know, basically nothing, just to help cover the cost of keeping the website up. But, and again, that's the same training as for sale on my website for, you know, 4 or 5 or 10 times that. It's definitely, yeah, it's closer to 10 times that. And I've sold it for even more before. But that mini course will help walk you through implementing systems and funnels and all this stuff, so you can basically, everything that I'm going to teach you, you'll be able to watch training modules. This isn't just a webinar. This isn't a webinar that's a sales pitch, okay? This is actual training modules so that you can go and implement systems and stuff into your business. So to get to that, you would go ryanrock.com/success hacks. Okay. I'll put links to both of these inside the show notes, and that way you can just click on it there as well. So that is it for episode 1. I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. So again, just right now, we're done with episode 1. I'll be publishing episode 2 right away here again, where we're going to get into more details on those systems and everything. But right now, go to ryanrock.com/NMOF group. That will take you to the Facebook group. ryanrock.com/success hacks will take you to the training modules so that you can see right now, you know, and start implementing these systems right now. And that's it for the first episode. So I want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Network Marketers on Fire podcast. If you are getting value and enjoy what you're hearing, please give us a review and make sure you subscribe to hear all the latest strategies on how we build our business by blending the best of traditional network marketing strategies with cutting-edge online strategies that actually work. Would you like free training on how to grow your network marketing business? Go to ryanrock.com/NMOF group to join our Facebook group. And if you want to learn how to implement systems and funnels into your business so you can grow and scale without getting burned out, go to ryanrock.com/success hacks now. Talk to you soon.